Rachel.
Hey, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Rachel.
Alright, let's get this shit going. The proper way, the proper way, the proper way. Oh my goodness, let me get straight to it. This is not even a podcast, it's a real conversation of our brothers and relations. It's the boy J-O's. I'm in here chilling with the homie, Miss Gladys, never the saddest. Still the baddest, no pips. We in this bitch.
What's up, guys? What's up?
And I got special guests, my brother, the villain, B-Low. It's my nigga that need rims that don't listen in the booming system. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kick game just like David Beckham, my nigga.
Way.
He might wreck him, nigga. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? We in this thing. Hey, no, I need you to do the one. You know my favorite, your nickname. Young Pick B-Low.
Pick B-Low, Young HBO. Debo, Low Blow, Mo Cheese Mo. Yes, money, y'all get it. Yeah, man, that's the whole, like, you want to know about the story of that name, don't you?
I do. It's from Pops, ain't it?
Nope. Low. Okay. So, everybody had dope names, and I used to be like, my name cool, but I, motherfuckers called me Pick, because my last name was Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met this one nigga doing, like, summer camp. His name was E. He's still my OG. He a cool nigga, man.
Okay.
He pretty much gave me my first real nickname and taught me, like, just how to be me. I kind of just watched him. Like, I looked up to him so much. I think that's what a lot of young men need. They need, like, mentorship, like, real mentorship, though. And, like, he pretty much showed me, like, he told me every day, like, man, you that nigga for real. He, like, knock the school workout, do you. Like, stay dressed, do you. You be low.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Okay. So then, you know, like, the Rockefeller niggas had all them aliases.
Yeah.
Like M extra holla, M yeah. extra money, this and that. So we was freestyling. It was me, Gam, and a couple niggas. And I just remember starting the record, like, just freestyling. Like, Pick B-Low, Young HBO, Debo, Low Blow, Mo Cheese Mo. Yes, money, I get it. And niggas was like, yo, let's go with that shit. and ever since then, I'm like, I just been doing that shit. I only do it when I'm like, really feeling myself.
Like, in the bag.
If you hear me say that before a record, that means I'm in my shit.
In the bag.
Like, yeah, I'm.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And most times it's a freestyle, or I just feel it, and just come off like that.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair. It's still my favorite nickname out of all nicknames. All right. I got questions. I don't even know where I want to, like, start with all of the questions, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, Gladys, I gotta give you an introduction to Low properly. Like, you know what I'm saying? I talked to you a little bit about him off camera, but we're recording now, so these niggas need to hear it too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, so boom. Like, Low, if you really want to get the full backstory on Flight Squad, where FL came from, the beginning, the Gam, T-Easy, all of that shit, y'all gotta go check out In The Post Podcast. They just dropped it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go fuck with Gam. It's like, what is it? I don't know the number of the episode. But you'll see the
number. I don't know the number.
You'll see it in The Post Podcast.
You'll see
it. You'll see
Terry on the front.
You'll see it. And the full story is there. But compact story, Low and my cousin, like my big brother, they've been like best friends for, I don't know, since at least 25. It's been a long time. It's been a while.
Yeah, a long time.
You know what I'm saying?
We've been close for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time. So, like, Low is, like, I always look at Low like a big bro. He don't like when I say that, but I still do.
Because I just don't look at you as little bro.
I know, but I mean,
we used to. And then, like, when you became, like, Oaks, like, always on my J.O., like, it just was like, nah, that ain't little cuz or little bro no more. Like, that nigga, he won us. Like, he got it.
That's fair.
He got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so, I love that. I respect that.
That's how I felt about it. I don't know about Gam or, you know.
It's still always. Y'all still always. But, you know what I mean? I was the older sibling. I ain't have older siblings, so y'all my older siblings, bro.
Well, at least keep you guys now see each other from your own
perspective. Yes, man. Times, bro. When I say times, it's been times.
What it be is everybody be saying little shit like, man, Oak's arrogant or Oak's this. And I understand. I be like,
arrogance.
He like, he a lot like I am.
I was
like,
we just both Virgos, nigga.
I was just to say.
We both Virgos. We loud. We confident. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I said, let my nigga talk his shit. If he wrong, we just tell him he wrong. And he still gonna think he right. It don't matter.
It's just
the whole thing with people thinking they right and wrong is don't nobody never really be thinking they wrong if they going into some shit that they think they right about. It's like the Terrence
Howard. Not supposed to.
It's like the Terrence Howard shit and Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, look, I could have been right. Even if I was wrong, most times I'm right. But even if I was wrong, I could have been right. So honestly, I ain't wrong. And so sometimes, nigga, you just gotta respect how a nigga thinking. I just challenge nigga shit. Niggas don't like it. That's it.
I just be like, man, let that nigga talk his shit, man. That's
I don't think it has to do with right and wrong. I think it has to do with opinionate.
Yeah, because I hate right and wrong. Well, I hate right and
he's just opinionated. People have opinions, and some people have strong opinions.
I guess the reason why I don't really like strong. Right or wrong either, because I understand that
it's
people's
objective.
Perspective of how they see things that, or is different. But then when it comes from, because I'm a scientist, you know, for real, and I feel like logic is key. You know, it's got to be an answer. It's got to be, you know. That ain't working. But there is some gray area.
Yeah.
But it's something that you can work and figure out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand people's opinion. Then I understand, like, your ignorance as well. It's like, oh, you don't know better because you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, instead of shitting on you, I'm going to make sure that we both understand each other. And then have that conversation to work out that problem. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll eliminate a lot of shit with people. Cause that like right or wrong shit, that shit fucking like evaporates relationships. Like,
well, that's where opinions come through, and there's nothing wrong with opinions. Like that's why I said strong opinions, because some people can be like stressed. Like, hey, what I'm saying is a fact. Like, listen to what I'm saying, follow me. But that's not the point. You just your opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay, you either agree or you disagree, and that's it.
Right or wrong. I feel like right and wrong is where people try to create rules for other people based on how they see shit or based on how they was taught or based on their experiences, vicarious or personal. And it's rules and shit out here, and there's things to do and not to do, but like, I ain't no God, bro. Like, I'm just trying to figure out like everybody else.
You'd be surprised, like, when you step out the box, how and you know that, how people gonna always just be, if you do something first, everybody like treat it on a negative basis. Like, you do anything before somebody, or you do something maybe people thought, or something like, I can never do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like, but you ain't me. So how could you never do something? Like, don't worry about what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, you could maybe never do it. That don't mean that I can't do it. I mean that maybe you could never do it, and that's no slight on you.
Like, this person gay or whatever, you gotta be like treating them weird and be like, oh, I could never. You're like, but you're not that person. So
I don't even understand why that should be mattering with people.
I don't understand why that shit matters either. It never mattered to me.
Like,
even when I was younger and niggas just be wild on it.
I
never gave a fuck.
I don't understand why people be feeling. I mean, like, now if somebody is transitioned, I do think that you owe the people the right to let them know that you transitioned. But outside of like that, like, honestly, like, people like who they like, they do what they do, like, you know what I'm saying, and that's for them. Like, and when they do it, nigga, I respect it all. If y'all gonna be love, niggas love. I love love. Go love.
Do your thing.
Alright, wait a second. Nah, I'm getting on some more shit with you.
Yeah, get on some shit.
I wanna hear more. Keep talking.
Look. What's your favorite project of yours that you made?
Okay, so. Damn, that's really hard.
You got a lot of them.
I got a lot of dope shit. I could break down why I like them more or what less or whatever. I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's hard for me. I will say that Radio Raheem was my best put together project.
Okay.
I will say that Sex and Aggression was so honest that and so real that it's a lot of people's favorites.
Okay.
But when I think about one of my favorite records, what the fuck is that shit? It's the one I did. Matter of fact, I did it in this room.
Yeah.
I did it in this closet.
Yeah.
I recorded that shit in a day and then I moved out of town.
Are we talking about back, like, was, the Vapors and the Grizzly?
So the Vapors and the Grizzly.
Now, you know that's my favorite. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, all right. Those mixtapes, though. Mixtapes.
That's a project, though. Like,
The Vapors was the
but and the Grizz, because I feel like it switched in the middle.
So the Vapors and the Grizzly and the Grizz and Third Person Rap was my first three mixtapes.
Third Person Rap is
it? Look, the Grizz I think was the first one, because I was pissed off because when Gam went to school, he started rapping with another nigga.
Yeah, Rob right. G.
And I'm in
a whole group of shit. I'm just saying, you I ain't feel that shit for a second to a degree. Like, nigga, we Flight Squad, nigga.
So I went to the military. I feel you. And I'm calling this nigga and he dropping mixtapes by himself and shit. And I'm in the milli like, damn. I'm like, I'm getting paid, but I miss rapping for real. I'm just doing little freestyles and shit.
Yeah.
So I get out the military and like, you know, he's still kind of rocking out.
The game was going nuts at him. He had his little streak of going nuts.
And I know, you know what? Matter of fact, I think I did those before. It was in between. All I know.
Because I feel like one of them joints, you had some shit where you talked about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what you talk about? Fucking some bitch from out of seas, overseas, and touching on saying you niggas ain't never did no shit. Like, it was some shit. Oh, yeah. It was some super stunting shit.
So the Vapors was more. The Grizz was like, you know, I'm on my Grizzly type shit. But the Vapors. The Vapors was me really just being, you know, Biz Markie, the Vapors. That's where I got that shit from. Like, niggas gonna feel the Vapors. You feel what I'm saying?
And okay.
I was just on my shit because nobody, Gam kept getting love and I felt like I wasn't getting none. You know what I'm saying? I was gone. And Gam, like, you gotta get in the stool. And I'm like, you know, when you rapping for real is an exercise, like, you have to keep going. Like, right now, my freestyle trash. I'm gonna be honest with
you. It's like basketball, bro. Yeah.
But when I do it every day, it's different.
Yeah.
It's hitting back to me. Like, I'm thinking faster. I'm moving faster in my mind, you know?
Yeah, you in shape.
I'm in shape. So, like, at the time, I'm just like, I'm steady rapping. Yeah, I'm just shitting on it. And I'm like, I'm going crazy. And then I made the Vapors and the Grizzly and like all that shit, the shit that she was like, don't listen. It was like,
yeah, the booming system, nigga.
It was the most arrogant me. Cause I was working at Lincoln Electric. I was getting to the bread.
Was that Mustang time? Was that Mustang days?
This is Mustang day. This was Mustang, Explorer, and the Bronco sitting up with the fucking top off that bitch riding down the clear, like looking like I'm moving weight, but I'm really, really working. Nah. Niggas was like, what?
Nah, I remember.
Yeah.
Listen,
that's when I got to talking my shit.
The front porch on 143rd. Yes. If niggas don't know, they just don't know. But nigga, like, you just got to know that Lo used to jump out the Bronco with the exclusive forces that was the same colors that just matched the accents type shit on some dumb nutty shit.
Like other shit. That's how
like with the Corinthian leather and some shit. Like, it was crazy. Them shits was crazy. Like, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
I know
about
the blue joints, nigga, with the icy bottom. Like, I remember them shits, nigga. I remember them times.
I got robbed while buying them motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they gave my shit back, though. I don't know why. No, I do know why. So, you know.
I don't know. That's
so, 55th gas station, the projects that's like right across the street. I forgot what them bitches called. They got like a police station there and shit.
CMHA. Yeah, I used to have to go down. So which one are you talking about? The Alphaway, the brown and yellow joints?
No, the newer kind of like look. I forgot what the K. I forgot what that shit.
It's Longwood.
I don't know. But all I know is that my OG down there, I guess, you know, he had a couple parties and a couple niggas from around that way seen me there.
Yeah.
So they trying to dog me because I'm coming out that shoe store that was there. It used to be a shoe store.
You used to go get kicked down on 55th?
Man, look, my one nigga who worked at Lincoln Electric, he was working there.
Okay. I was about to be wild. I'm never going to make
it. He now does some shit. Well, you know, I don't go for it.
With Sakura and Gas. Yeah. I used to get down.
Yeah. So these niggas stick me up and shit. I'm in the Bronco or whatever.
Yeah.
And niggas is like, oh, you know, I ain't said, oh, you OG nigga. I was like, yeah. I thought I was over with. Because I had hella money on me. I was doing stupid shit, young stupid shit. And then they was like, oh, you go ahead, my nigga. And I remember I had just got them shoes off layaway.
Yeah.
They had a layaway there.
And them bitches that's crazy.
So I put them on layaway. That leather was crazy.
No, I remember. It wasn't a regular leather, nigga.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
y'all niggas ain't have them, but I'll tell you that right now.
But anyway.
I never seen them nowhere else. Like.
But anyway, that's just.
Other than the internet.
To me, people's. When I talk about the music, it come with a story. It come with the emotion that brings me to make that music. I think a lot of people just, now they just make shit. They just story tell like fake ass movies and shit. And that ain't never how I ever been. It's always had to be like, I got inspired by something and I talked about it. It could never be something that was fictitious in any kind of way.
Okay.
Kind of like you do the same shit too.
Yeah, it's real rap. Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Why I like your shit.
I can't. Well, yeah, like. Yeah, because you can't rap no shit. It's like a tattoo. Like, if you say some shit, you put some shit out there, you really can't take it back. So, if you got to put yourself out there the right way, so it's got to be something that you can stand on. I know that you ain't going to never put something out that you can't stand on. I ain't going to put some shit out there.
I would never do that.
Niggas that do that, but.
That's kind of why I'm not doing music now.
You,
I mean, I am.
I was about to say, like, you got something coming, music,
but I couldn't put out some shit before. I wasn't ready to.
Yeah.
As far as my relationship goes, and like some other shit that happened, I was just like, nah, I can't talk about this shit.
Well, yeah, I could understand how like talking about certain shit, because one, you got to go to that place mentally, and like you in a different place.
Well, nah, you know. The deal is, it's like you don't want to embarrass your significant other at all, you know. Especially when you really give a fuck.
You
know.
Wait, time out. All right, wait. Well, keep going. Sorry.
So, the real reason why I did no music, and I don't think I really ever voiced it. I don't even think I told Gam this shit. I don't think I told nobody this shit. So, when I was in my poly relationship, right?
Okay.
And I made a song on Super Blood.
Okay.
And it was about something that happened between me and my kid's mom when she was pregnant, when she had postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much talked about how it made me feel, in a way.
Okay.
And people really didn't understand what I was trying to say.
Well, as a man, you're not supposed to have feelings. So...
Wait, why?
But certain women...
Don't act like you...
Some women did understand, and they hit me up like, man, that shit's so dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like... You gave me another perspective of how maybe my dude felt.
Yeah. You know,
whatever, so... I was,
they seen the art. What's
up? But, you know, Shannon and Kay, they just... They thought of it like me still wanting to be with her.
Right? Like, okay. Right, okay.
Or I had some type of feels for her.
Right.
And it wasn't like that. About. It just was me kind of relinquishing those feels. Like,
and that's you know what I was saying? Talking about, yeah.
Like, I'm just airing that shit out. So, I had not been with my BM for like, maybe like 3, 4, 5 years or something like that.
But they could probably still look at it like how people look at arguing.
But I mean, they probably thought, because I was wild then, so they probably thought shit was fishy. Who knows? But I wasn't doing shit, and it made me feel some type of way. It made me not want to write music no more. Because it was like, damn, like, I gotta see her, have this conversation with y'all, and y'all feel some type of way, and haven't said nothing for like weeks. Like, felt like I couldn't. I had a muzzle on or some type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always been free to do music.
Yeah.
But when you actually give a fuck about somebody and then they feel it ways, it kind of fuck with you.
Yeah, because you're
kind of saying. So I was just like, what? Like, are you serious? So as our relationship changed and it grew, she started to understand what I was saying.
Right. Okay.
And now it's like, I'm kind of back to not giving a fuck because, like, you can't give a fuck. If you give too many fucks, it like it slows you down on the rap side. That's why when a lot of niggas get in relationships, they music change, and it's just like what?
Yeah. Joe Budden always say, if niggas in love and they're happy, like the music sucks. That's what Joe always
said. It kind of does,
especially with R&B artists. Like he always say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? He hated when Janae and Big Sean got together because it was like, oh my God. Like, Janae been making
shit. Sean music.
Killing this shit. Both of their shit says.
He goes wasn't like crazy like it used to be to me. But I did appreciate
both of their shit said. It went. It took a.
Yeah. He said it's a
call. I don't know. Because it didn't necessarily take the edge off because she still, like, The Eat the Booty Like Groceries came out after that. She was still on fire for a second, but at a certain point, when they was like really like, it affected them.
It did.
It affected them.
It affects you in a way. It tear you up.
It
will.
Yeah, because you merging with somebody, so I get it. Like, you merging with somebody. So if I'm understanding what you're saying, when you represent yourself in rap, like, you representing your partner to a degree, and if your partner not okay with how we being represented, you got to kind of think about that because you're thinking with like four sides of a brain instead of two at this point.
See,
right?
I like to talk about, I can't really talk about no more.
Whether you're in a relationship or not, your past is your past. So however you want to present yourself,
yeah, but it's tough. it's tough for rap.
A lot of my music is like inspired by, like, I'm going out of time. I'm on an island. I'm fucking.
Nigga, I played Sunday earlier.
All types of shit. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But when I'm with her, it's either gonna be about us doing shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Which,
you know,
it's fly ways to mature and rap.
What's crazy is my girl, my fiance, is very, very private. People don't know that though, cause she's a New Yorker and she's upfront. She's like aggressive. Like, I like that shit. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, when she get a little wild, I just go like, yo, and she'd be like, alright, you know, but she's aggressive, but she's real private and she's shy. Real shy. Like, people don't know.
Y'all listening. Yeah, ain't
I'm
mess-
trying to tell you, when she with me, she different.
She's
a whole different kind of, like,
that's crazy.
She really is not. So when I mention shit,
that's like, funny as hell.
Like, if I talk about nasty ass shit that we have done in front of like my friends, because I'm open like that.
Yeah.
Her face just turned red. Like, she just.
I do not get that. Well, I've only been around her a few times.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, but
that's crazy. That's crazy to me.
Let me tell you, that's just this story.
That's cool though. Like, I like that for y'all.
She gonna be mad when I say this. I'll take you out to dinner when we leave here, so don't worry. So
I hate this.
So we all talking shit, you know, drinking at my house. Yeah. I lived on Arbor, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had so much money that year. Anyway.
You used to be on Arbor?
Yeah, Arbor off Euclid.
Oh, no, okay. I thought you were talking about Arbor off St. Yeah. All right, never mind.
Yeah, when I had moved back from South Carolina and shit.
Okay.
When I had a challenge.
So, okay.
So, we all talking shit. And I'm drinking, so I'm just really talking foxy. Like, so somebody said some shit no, one of my female best friend, I think she said, she was like, so if you lick in the balls and you go down and you go further, like, you know, this and this and that, blah, blah. And she was like, you think that shit gay? And I was like, I'm like, hell no, I ain't gay to me. I said, it's a female. I said, I ain't getting poked, right? I said, it ain't crazy. So then while I'm talking about the shit, Shannon is sitting right next to me, right?
Yeah.
So she take a shot. She like, everybody like, what's wrong with you? She like, I'm over here with the I eat ass face. And like, she's like, this nigga, this raggedy ass nigga just say whatever he want to say. And I'm just like, yo, my bad. That's what
But there's nothing wrong with that. You just.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, but I understand. But I understand.
She's just a private person, and yes, she's not used that. To yeah, being open like that. That's I get why that. When we had our poly relationship, I was so surprised about how openly she was okay with that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, she was just cool with it, and I was just like, damn. I thought she'd be more like, but really, she was like, told her parents. You know what I'm saying? Told everybody, and I did too. It was like, shit, this is what y'all got to deal with.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a, okay. Okay. That's a.
But it was a mutual thing.
That makes sense, though. I get what you, I totally get what you're saying.
I mean, I think for like people got different.
I totally get what
everybody you're saying. Everybody has layers, man. Like,
I totally get what you're saying. It's a chick in my job that I work with. Clearly, I hate when I do shit like that. It's a chick in my job that I work with. Like I don't work there. I just be there. She working there.
I just be there.
Yeah. It's a chick in my job. I don't really work with her. She just worked there. No, so she real quiet, reserved. She a shy girl. You know what I'm saying? Very pretty girl, but she's a really shy girl. I always thought that she was just like... always thought like she didn't like me as a person to a degree because she would just be like, hey, it's... you know what I'm saying? Alright, whatever. Yeah, but then like we all went out to a wedding and I know her husband because he used to work at the job as well. And so I see her with him completely. It's day and night, bro. It's like that boom, because I don't see your girl as the shy girl. She life at a party with you, nigga.
Yeah, we a lot alike and a lot not. Alright, I'm trying to tell you. I'm just For real, I'm really, really just figuring it out.
Lo, if somebody that's known you for a long time, you always be figuring it out. Like, and you be advanced in figuring some shit out. You figured a lot out. You know what I'm saying? For me to you, you figured a lot out. And I think you're in a good position. I love to see you in a position. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you happy and it looks good. I you know what I'm saying? Look good on you, look good on y'all.
I fuck with her, though. Yeah, I'm still me. But it's just the music sometimes, like when I try to clock back into that, it's like I really don't want to clock back and click back into that.
You don't think that you're going to get to a point where you like, where it's like the next, like how Jay-Z had to go from Blueprint 3 to 444, like the difference in just content.
The growth
like,
in content?
Okay, yeah, where you that. Just like, you where you, well, I mean, you're always going to mature.
It's
but
about
like,
me missing the shit.
The other shit, the
like, you know, you don't want to make
your stories.
I don't want to make, like, at this point, we at a very secure point in our relationship where I can do music and I don't think she gonna trip. She not even gonna think like, oh, this nigga is out fucking hella bitches again, right, talking about it on music and riding around doing bullshit and hustling and doing that. And like, it's just different. The shit that I'm prepared to talk about now is more or less just like when wisdom start clicking in at a certain age, like when things start slowing down and you see things different. I want to talk about that feeling.
Okay.
Like how like you need to embrace it. It shouldn't be a situation of like, you know, I'm getting old and I'm about to like, I'm an old nigga now. It should be more or less like I got a chance to kind of like be what someone was to me, or I got a chance to really still be that nigga for real, like, and still show these little niggas how to do it, or not like chase no young niggas, but you know, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Worry about your family and graduate to like just doing other shit. But I still miss, you know, and I still be on that shit. It's just certain shit I just can't talk about. You feel what I'm saying?
The fuckery.
Like, I don't know. I would have to have a discussion. We really haven't had a discussion about how crazy I could take it.
That's a beautiful thing.
But I'm probably going to have that today.
That's a beautiful thing. The humility to have the conversation about how crazy I can be. Like, to hear that, listen, what my nigga say? Look, I done had it up to here. This the last straw. Hit him in the face. No, give it to him real low. Give it to him raw. Like, nigga, like,
Only would have never said that.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Only would have been like, you feel some type of way?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna bounce. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's how I was. I just was like, whatever. Now I'm like, you feel some type of way?
Yeah. That's when F up go hard like a cinder block.
Yeah, like,
I slap your ass down like, just like with a cinder block.
Your baby mama still give us top. Like, yeah, I was
go ahead and take your best shot, nigga. Yeah, nigga, I know, nigga. And to hear the growth and the maturity and the humility, that's just beautiful. Like, I love to see it, dog. Like, I just love to see it.
You know. But yeah,
But there's music in that too.
No, and that's why
maturity and
he system. And he keeps saying that he like that he too. Gonna get there, like you can or he there, say but it.
You can.
He also just want to be able to have like the fun shit on wax.
You can, right? You can be nasty. You can still be fun. You well, can still be exotic. You can still be. Like,
when you got a partner, you know, there is an amount or within reason. Like, see the difference.
I think
the difference between rap.
When you feel it, you feel it. You say.
Art, like, difference is different arts, right? Like, you paint pictures. If you start painting, like, say you paint pictures, you paint naked women,
right?
You start painting naked women that don't look like the woman that you with, and they look like women that you used to be with, you're gonna have to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So when you in rap, if you're talking about shit in a certain way and you present yourself right, a certain way, you're gonna have to have a conversation.
I was just talking about that shit.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because if you do disclose any kind of information that's such as like that in your lyrics, it's like, it's what once was. It's still not necessarily current, but
and
it doesn't have to be current. Artists do it every day. Like, artists do it every day. Artist is an artist, and however they come, whether it's stuff that they experience or stuff that they actually are experiencing, it's just gonna come how it is. It doesn't matter when it happened. It happened.
That is true.
You're expressing what you had or have.
I think it's more or less got something to do with me more than just her. I think it's more or less like, sometimes I'm a little afraid that if I step back into that realm of how I used to be rapping, because I have to be there. I gotta feel like I'm the villain. Like, I gotta feel like anybody can catch it lyrically, and that's just what it's gonna be, and I don't give a fuck. And then I go into a different person. Like, I go into like my zone, and I'm talking to women different. I'm more flirtatious. I'm more like. And part of me want that shit to die, and I'm like, is it dead?
But okay, so what?
I'm back into that because I don't want to disappoint.
It sounds like you need to do a song.
Offer, though, think about it. I mean, is that all you have to offer? Because if that's all you have to offer, then you're retired.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I'm not. I'm not allowing that to be. First off, Lo's not retired. And like, because I said so.
It's just an accident of the question. She just said like, maybe it is over.
No. I'm gonna sit here and do A&R questions. Well, don't you? Then maybe we could do like a project like the Grinch. Like, you know how the Grinch started as the villain. He's still a villain. But he just grew a heart. You can be a villain with a heart, my nigga. I can work with this. We can sell this.
Yes. Nah. Artists do it every fucking day.
I don't know, man.
So, it's different for me because I don't just rap. I was writing music. I'm into the honesty of it all. Like, I can't make it up. It can't be. It's got to be. The last record I played when I came over here was Get Me Together. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
It's like, Get Me Together. Your bitch. Baby mama on my dick. She been my bitch like forever. It's F up forever. It's Cleveland forever. Like, I'm talking. I like talking like that. And when I can't talk like that, I just don't want to talk. It's like, I don't even want to talk
and
on
that's the reason
on
why
record.
You had one way.
You
of
can
thinking.
Shit on these niggas now, a different way.
I can shit on these niggas, but I like
you don't
shit.
Have to keep
like
fucking their baby
like
moms.
That. I like talking like that.
But there's
well, how about they baby? Then you get their baby moms as a personal chef. Now your baby mom feeding me and my bitch.
Nah, she not gonna have that. But look.
My why? Mom,
she not gonna have that.
Get a, like a personal. Saying,
why not?
She though? Not gonna look. My girl is very open to a lot of shit.
Okay, that's
in a poly relationship. My whole deal is, it's like, I'm not about to bring a girl that
okay,
I
sorry,
used man. To fuck in the crib. So she
No. Okay, you missed it. Wait, wait, Lo. You missed.
Okay,
you missed what I was saying. See, like, that was not what I was saying.
Okay,
that That's not what I meant.
I was like,
no, no, no. I meant like, if you like, you remember, see, I don't know what happened between certain people, but like, you can still get a nigga baby mom and put a nigga baby mom and make her look flagrant to your bending and shit. Without you actually having a bender.
It ain't just that.
Because niggas would be salty. You got a video and they baby mom personal chefing in the crib.
I do more than talk like that. But what I'm saying, because I'm an MC. I can actually rap. But
I don't know.
What I'm saying is like, I just miss being certain kind of ways. And I kind of question it now because I'm not really taking it like that. But I am writing different shit. It's not a big deal.
No,
but
you know I ain't.
It's just that feel like, man, I just don't want to unlock the old nigga in
me. I don't want you to unlock the old nigga in you neither. Right. But I'm never going to not do nothing but try to hype and encourage you to be at a point where you making more music and continuing to make you and Gam. Like, nigga, I'm always going to do that. Because, like, especially because, like, y'all sparked something in me a long time ago when it took a while to, like, all the way ignite. But it ignited, so it'd be like, oh, no, nigga. I'm lit right now, so y'all niggas... Look, what y'all say? We don't get, no, cut the shit on. Nigga, where the pipe at? Come here, give me the flame.
It was a long time where we used to be like, I was trying to rap, yo.
It was a long time I wrestled with.
And Gam was like, we'll see. You know? And I used to be like, I mean, that nigga owes me shit.
No, I wanted Gam to give me the push. I wanted Gam to be like, because he's a tough big brother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, shit, nigga, we talking Foxy, it'd be cool.
Like, he a tough big brother. And he like, almost like T-Eazy, because I played T-Eazy a bunch of my shit on Thanksgiving. Easy. And Eazy was like, nah, all of that shit cool. No, it's nice. But play me the hit, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where's the hit? And I'm like,
but
I don't.
Eazy do things different.
Yeah, but see, all right, so, but look. You, and that's where you meet in
that's
the middle,
too.
Gam has different type hits because Gam had a run with a bunch of shit that I think needed to be out. And, like, when I get the Gam interview, I get the Gam interview. But with you, it's certain shit. Like, I feel like the city was deprived of. Before I ask you, let me think of how I want to do these two questions because it's two questions I want to ask you. I want to ask you. Your favorite nightclubs in the city or times that nightclubs was, but you feel me, the top like 3 to 5 like nightclub shits outside, you know what I'm saying? You know them outside times. And then I'm gonna go into my next question with the what I think.
Man, the view was so raw back in the day.
I wasn't in Cleveland at that time, but the view always, man, the view on Earth, I heard a lot about.
Earth, Spy Bar. I got two with Braylon Edwards and Spy Bar and shit over.
So the view is an actual spot?
Yeah, it was a club in the flats.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, it wasn't the flats. It was right by Gund Arena. That's what it was called then. Not the Q.
No, yeah. So wait, where was the view then? The Earth was in the flats.
The Earth was in the flats.
Right, okay. I told you, I'd never been to neither of them joints. I missed both of them. That time in Cleveland, I missed it. I was in Chaos, I was in...
Oh, you was in Chaos?
I've been in, Chaos, 727, Moda, like, you know what I'm saying? Spy Bar, maybe once. I just remember maybe once. But, you know what I'm saying, since it's been a...
So the view...
Barley House a couple times.
The view was spectacular, bro. I'm not going to hold you, like...
That's number one all time for you?
All time.
Does it still exist?
Nah, it's been gone. When the view died, like 2009?
I'm not sure.
Somewhere around there, right? 2009,
yeah.
2010. It was like.
Why do you think that is, though?
Because clubs come and go. They fight, niggas fight. You get stabbed. Club
I,
Earth.
I don't know what happened, but I just know that it was.
Earth a nigga got poked up outside.
Steph lost on Sundays was. The view on Sundays was crazy.
On Sundays of all days, Sundays.
Yeah, no. Sunday. I just played Sunday. You know what? Keep talking.
I had to do
this. No, y'all keep talking.
I'm
y'all
just
keep. Keep
things.
Come on. Keep talking to me about the view. I need the rest of your top five.
Well, I only asked because I never experienced a view, and
I'm
if it hit like that,
it hit.
Okay.
Like, okay, this is how it was. The view was like, as soon as you walk in, if the Cavs got a game that night, Bron in the VI.
Oh, you feel the spirit. Now.
Like Bron, Delonte outside. His crazy ass smoking a squally on top of his charger and shit. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, it was...
I didn't get
it
that.
It was the best of times, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
I never really had that experience.
Man, listen, Cleveland was crazy at that point. Man, it was crazy. It was crazy. And I was working at Lincoln, so I had a little bread. So I just go in that bitch and act up. And, nice. That's the night I was... That I was flirting with Carrie Hilson and shit.
What?
Lowe's been outside for a long time. Oh, I keep telling you that the city's been deprived of some shit.
Damn.
So.
How you gonna do that?
Come on. Badass.
Yeah, it hurts me to see you like this.
I'm producing, like, you know what I'm saying?
Why you acting
no,
like
I'm
this?
Listening. I'm feeling
like love still exists. Exists.
Yeah, this Sunday, like, you know what I'm saying?
I met you on a Sunday. Yeah, it had to be the view. Steph Kloss on the ones and twos. Fresh kicks on my feet, making smooth ass moves. I look left and see you chilling with another bad bitch that I was already feeling. We had a combo, and she knew pronto. And just like hot wings, I blew cheese. But it's just like Doritos, it's not your cheese. Hey,
all right, anyway, man, let me chill.
I was out of control.
Let me chill. That was Mustang days. That was Mustang days. Rims that don't listen in the booming system. Nigga, anyway,
you gotta
okay.
share it.
Okay, so give me some. Give me some more.
I'm trying to tell her viewers, like, the view. I'm trying to. Oh, so wait, here.
You know, give me some more. No, give me some more other clubs. Your club, your favorite club.
So okay. You have WS is number one.
View number one. That kind of surprised me, but I actually kind of feel it, though. I understand.
I feel it
too. It was the experience, man. Like, that's where.
That's fair.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
It was a bar. It was a club right by, you know where the aquarium is? It was called the Cyrus.
So I remember that name.
The Cyrus had
that's the most obscure.
Had an outside patio area. For
okay.
Me. So, and it was big. And like, this was like the first time I, as a young nigga, I'm only like
22,
23.
Yeah.
We was like, we going to Cyrus or shit. So everybody outside and like, and you can go inside too, but it was just, yeah. It was a good vibe. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think it's the first place I had a blue motherfucker or something. Like, you know,
shit
like that. Like,
I don't know what that is.
What?
It's like a blue Long Island.
What is that?
It's like a blue Long Island.
It's a good
that's
night.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's a good night. No, it's a drink. It's a drink with just a whole bunch of shit in it and like blue dye.
I think that sounds familiar.
Oh, okay, girl.
So, it's kind of like a Long Island.
Yeah, it basically.
Oh, blue motherfucker!
Yeah.
Oh, I had that shit in New York.
Yeah.
When I went last year with my sister, we went to the cave and we had a blue motherfucker.
Yeah, you can fuck
oh,
up.
Oh shit! Okay, go ahead.
So, it just
you
was
be
a good vibe. Like, that's the first time I heard someone play Drake at a club.
Cyrus. Okay.
He played. So I used to listen to Drake when he was on MySpace. And
okay.
I had that nigga mixtape. He sent it to me from his house. It was a CD. My nigga. he mailed that bitch. I had to send the money to him like through like
yeah, like buy it.
It was like $5 or something.
Okay.
So I'm like, this nigga, bro. So you know, me and Vike always been doing music up on shit.
Yeah, shout out Vike.
And next minute I know, Floss like, oh y'all gonna love this shit. And
no, he, shout out Vike, the nicest nigga. Yeah. It, you know what I mean,
he
nigga.
And I told Floss to his face, I said, man, you know, me and you don't really see eye to eye or nothing, but I said, nigga, you really brought Drake to Cleveland. Like,
Floss is him.
Nobody had heard of this nigga.
No, Floss is him.
He was like, oh, he kept rocking with me. He was like, damn, this shit hard. Best I ever had. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga,
Floss is him.
That's why I like the Cyrus, because of those moments. Like, looking at
Floss used to be in Cyrus?
Looking okay. at people's faces like, yo, what's this? That was dope to me. So yeah. Then the spa bar was crazy.
Okay.
It had an up and downstairs. And my homie Seb used to DJ downstairs. It was more hip hop-ish, and upstairs was like pop type shit.
Yeah.
Man, I saw some wild ass shit in the Cyrus. Like it was fucking a girl on the dance floor or some shit. Like on the In fact, it was the one nigga from around the corner, nigga Stupid, was doing this shit. And he, yeah, Terry was there. And I was like, it's the nigga, did the nigga use a compliment? Like, he come on, bro. I'm like, what? I met this cold ass white girl on the Cyrus.
And I, you took it back to Cyrus. Might have to move up to your list. You took it back to the
that was spot bar.
I'm about to say you took it back to the Cyrus from the spot.
Look, then, I'm gonna say four gotta be Rumor. Okay, and then I'm gonna say five would be.
I went to Rumor and it was nice.
Five, I'm gonna say.
Is Rumor still open though?
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Remember when Mad? Remember when Mad had that club? Over there off of EC?
You talking about Privé?
Privé. Listen.
You went to Privé?
Oh, yeah.
See, look, I always say I got the balance between the ice and the hood. I would have thought you were too bougie to go to Privé just like me. Nigga, I'm not going to the club next to Family Dollar in a standalone, thing. Nigga, Family Dollar can't still be open when niggas is getting happy hour prices, my nigga. I cannot go next door and get baby formula and come over here and get a drink. I'm not doing it.
It was going in there.
I wouldn't do it. The Fab came there, Camrock, hella stars that came there. Rope always used to go. Rope, man, come on, man. We in there. Fab,
was we clean, gotta nice show love.
Fuck. We gotta show love. You know, Fab, don't pull up to the city like the, you know, Rope, you know what I'm saying, talk so smooth. I'm like, bro, I'm not about to get fly to go next door to Family Dollar. It's not a day in my life I'm getting fly to go next door to Family Dollar.
I'm gonna say Privé. Privé at a time was.
And those are all jokes. Shit. These are all jokes. Respect the Privé and everybody. Okay. That's a solid list. You surprised me with some. I don't know why I expected you to have some of the other ones that I would have thought would have been on there, but.
I want
to
put in the Dirty Nickel, the Q5 when we was kids, though.
So. I never went to the Q5. Everybody used to talk about the Q5.
Nickel, nigga. And you know what? Mike Lou named it that. The Dirty Nickel, because it was the Q5.
Yeah.
He like, y'all going to the Dirty Night? I'm like, what's the Dirty Night? Nigga, the Dirty Nickel, the Q5. I was like, yeah. That's where all the girls was dancing.
No,
remember that shit? I missed them.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Like, at certain times when I was outside, but it was places I couldn't go to because mom wouldn't let me, I didn't get to go to the Cotton Club. I never got to go to the Q5, and I never got to go to the Sportsplex.
I went to the...
them three, but the rest of them... No, and I never got to go to the Boot or the Old Riviera.
So I went to the Ribby. I never been to the Boot though. I forgot the Mirage, nigga. Mirage. I forgot the fucking.
You ain't say Mirage. You ain't say Metropolis. You ain't say.
I didn't fuck with the Trop like that.
Really?
I really didn't fuck with the Trop like that.
Metropolis had a stranglehold on the city at a point.
Yeah, it did, but I didn't. I went a couple, but I didn't enjoy it like that.
I feel you. I didn't enjoy it. I'd probably put it on the top five list because of the time. Like Gucci came to Metropolis, nigga. Like.
I was at that concert.
It was a time, right? You know what I'm saying?
Shit was crazy when he was there. I ain't gonna lie, that bitch was jumping. I was like, that shit was crazy.
Okay,
hold on. I ain't get to tell him my story with Carrie Hilson though.
Alright, hold on. We gonna get to Carrie. Let me get to Carrie in 2 seconds.
I'm like, really?
Let me get to Carrie Hilson in 2 seconds.
She's cute as fuck.
Yeah,
because you got multiple songs. I got 2 songs I gotta put on to talk to you about at least. I feel like the city missed this one. What club you think this needed to be in? What club you think needed this one?
I think it needs it now.
Nothing more, nothing less.
All my breakups, I went crazy.
Hard on my sleeve, cause you ripped it out my chest.
Speak of pressure, yeah.
Now we gon' party.
Hey.
All night in the West.
Yep.
Now we just lyrics in a song. Nothing more, nothing less.
Now you see why it's
let's decompress. Success.
Okay, the funny thing, I was playing your music before. And I'm gonna play the other song that I think needed to be outside a lot. As well, but she said she heard in your voice, she was like, Kanye, and I always say Jay-Z, like I feel like you sound, your sound is somewhere in between the texture of your voice is somewhere in between Kanye and Hov. She was like, Jeremiah. I said, Jeremiah? I didn't necessarily hear that.
Okay, so Jeremiah
got like, but shouts out to you.
He got certain songs where he kind of like, he rap more than sing.
Okay.
If that makes sense, but he kind of like brings it together in a way.
Oh shit, it's a couple of songs.
That's how I
but
do.
But I said, you have a combination like of Kanye and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
At least your voice
I just thought, that was just interesting to me. I wanted to highlight
like
it in this
It literally is a combination. If I was to think of like artists, I would think, is that Kanye or is that like Jeremiah? It's in between.
When
he has
first,
the voice, he has the lyrics, he has the sound.
This All right, now hold on. I'm going through my songs. I'm in my low bag right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I felt like this one was supposed to be outside a lot, and niggas slept.
Oh my god.
I felt like niggas slept. I needed to, like this one, I needed to be on a patio with this bitch. Hey, nigga, if you don't give me a double Patron and lemonade, why you fucking, man, fuck this nigga, man. Hey, I'm to the other bar, nigga. I'm over to the, hey, nigga, Patron in line, fuck the lemonade. Patron in line, I don't, put some tequila with something, nigga. I need to get out there, hold on. You, nigga, he my shit.
I'm sick of that, bitch, you get it.
No.
That's what I'm like.
Okay.
That song is interesting.
Okay, hold on. You think A Million Likes is your most slept on song? You know, see, and this is a perfect segue. It's the perfect segue. Is this where I was going? This is where I had to go. I needed to talk about it. I want the backstory. This could be the. I think this is the most slept on song because I feel like this, like I feel like this one was the most universal.
If you're horny, let's do it. Riding my body,
man, so my saddles.
Shout out my nigga Bam, man.
You got me grinding like a house party.
Like, so can you? Wait, hold on. Let me listen to play. I ain't
slow one. It's my bad bitch. Red Willa. Young tender with a big rony in those hills. We ain't never lonely. I'ma hold on to them hips. You been by that week.
Hey.
Of course you do. Been eyeing you from across the room. Your fine ass. Your fly ass. Your, I don't care. I gotta have your ass in my hand.
I got
a strong like a little man. But I'm not. I don't give a fuck. Cause you too hot. Bend it over, girl.
Don't stop.
I'm taking this party. Hey.
The flow switches, nigga, the references to the old shit, the writing on, nigga, this shit, wait, hold on.
I got hooks with no limits,
go.
I got everything.
I know you, nigga.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this is my
this city slept some, alright.
My saddles waiting.
Grinding like a house party.
I remember when Bam sent me this record.
Yeah, now I need the story behind this, because like when I had Bam on, like, you know what I'm saying, he talked about working with you. When I talked to you about having Bam on, it was, what's the story behind the song?
Okay, well, since that conversation, I had a conversation with Bam.
Uh-huh.
And we good.
Good.
So
all right,
I don't want anybody to get this shit
misconstrued.
Like,
correct.
I don't respect Bam or I don't fuck with him, because I do. But I'm going to tell the truth on how I saw things.
Yeah, and I love both parties involved. Bam is my homie. Like, when I was on the porch and I couldn't rap with y'all, me and Bam was like freestyling and shit. When I feel like my bars was up, like, nah, I'm going to rap with my niggas for a second. And
yeah,
we got to get it ready.
Well,
nah, keep going.
First, I'm gonna give him his flowers. He's very talented.
Bam
is ridiculously talented.
For sure. I only fuck with talented
I
niggas.
Think the only thing in his way was him.
I only fuck with That's talented it. Niggas. You know what I'm
so,
saying? Pause. All of my homies are talented niggas.
Bam. So Bam was trying to work with Brent and work with some of the team I had. I had an old beat team. Like I had the best like producers in the city, and that's why I was so arrogant, because I was like, these y'all jacking beats, these my beats.
Yeah.
Like they're just made for either me or I, you know, I curated them myself with them, whatever. Mm-hmm. So Bam was like, he trying to get down, he trying to come down to Empire. And that was Brian's studio. We used to work down there. And I remember one time, man, like Bam moved his entire like studio and bedroom to the damn studio and was in there working all night.
Sound like Bam.
He hears this record.
Sound like Adam.
Mm-hmm. He does the hook. And he says,
hardest working light skinned nigga I know.
I'm on my way to, I think, a rehearsal. Cause I used to like rap with bands and shit, like, and they used to do like little shows and cover shows, and I would rap during like the R&B beat breaks or freestyle and shit like that. So I'm going to rehearsal. I think that's where I was going, or to some action, who knows. So this nigga, he sends me the beat and he sends me the hook. And I turn on the Mustang, and I just remember going like, oh my God, this shit is crazy.
It's nuts.
So every day he's hitting me up like, yo, get on the record.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it just don't work like that for me. I said, I gotta hear the record, and I did not start writing. It don't work. Like I don't go to the studio and be like, oh, I gotta write this.
And
it's gotta be like where I'm chilling and I'm just like,
and that's why me and Bam homies, cause.
So, like Cloud Atlas, as soon as I heard that beat, I wrote that right then there. I think I wrote the whole song in 30 minutes. So like, it's like, dude. So I end up doing the track eventually, like, you know, getting it done. And these guys, they go out to LA.
Yeah.
And it just changed. Like, you know how like you can hit a nigga up?
Mm-hmm.
And they just automatically answer. That's how it was when it was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
All of my beating. They would go out there and it was just like, you know, I'm trying to get the track outs. Because I don't like my music to not be like semi-mastered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you're very...
So, I'm like, I need the track outs. I need the track outs. Because you can't just take a... And I need track outs for show versions. Because I don't rap over my own vocals. That's not... MCs don't do that. That's lame as fuck.
Yeah, that's... Lots proved that point.
Yeah. So, the whole deal is I'm like, I need this. And they never sent me the track outs. They never sent me this. And Bam was like, oh, I don't even really like the record.
House Party?
He said he didn't like the record, right? He didn't retweet it. He didn't post it. If I said he was on it, he never said.
He did say that.
Now, at the time, I walk in the Ninja City, right over there off of Euclid, like right by Case.
Yeah, no, I know you're talking about.
And
crossing road with Dobie.
Yeah, K Nice is in there DJing, right?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I walk in, he stopped what he playing and cues up House Party and plays it.
This is one of them.
Right then and there. And he's like, oh, this shit is fire. I never heard my shit played nowhere.
Like out?
I mean, I heard in people's cars.
That's what I'm saying.
But I
man.
Never heard no radio or no DJ play my shit for it. They'll hit me up like I like it. But they never rock my shit.
It is at least 17 patios in the city that needed to hear some low shit. But anyway, keep going.
He plays that shit. Everybody like, what's this? What's this? He's like, yeah, that's that nigga Low, nigga Bam on there. So everybody like, oh, that shit raw. I'm steady. I make some album art for it. I do this. I'm trying to push it. And he just never says nothing. And then he hits me up like, I don't even like my voice on that record. And I was just like, what? I mean, he just got ghost on me like I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I just was like, oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? So when he came over to Fiend's house, you know, we was over there having a little vlog. It was the winter vlog when it was like below zero, like 10 below. Everybody came over like, fuck, we gonna kick it. We're gonna have a little winter vlog.
So, I've been to A Vlog, so yeah, I know it's a time.
Vlogs be going.
No, I've been to A Vlog. It's definitely a time.
So he comes to the house with kicker. Everybody like, what's up? And I seen, and at first I was like, fuck this nigga, man. Like, he pretty much shitted on that record. But then, as I'm older,
We as artists.
At the end of the day, that's my record. That's not his record. You know what I'm saying? I'm responsible for my shit. Just because he was on it or he didn't retweet it or post it, that don't mean shit. It does mean shit on a homie level.
It's not y'all. On
a business level, he ain't got to do shit. I didn't pay him.
Okay, hold on. We gonna stop this right here. All right, we good. Okay, so, but you said that Bam found it and sent it to you.
Found what?
The song.
No, he.
And put the shit, like the his vocals on it.
I think I either sent it to him, and he just, you know, wrote some shit to it. Or
okay, I got you.
Mike played it.
I got you.
And he was like,
Mike made the beat.
We giving this to, oh, Mike made that.
Okay.
For sure. White fucking crazy. That Aaliyah sample at the end, all that shit.
No, this shit's nuts.
It's ridiculous.
It's nuts. It's fucking nuts.
I mean, that was the luxury I had.
Vike?
Working with Vike and all those guys. I mean, they made each other better. You know, shit happens, man. Like, at that time, I was beefing with Bam over some shit, beefing with MGK over some shit. Like, all types of shit for nothing. You know, me and Kel still don't really like each other. But we don't be saying nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just like, little young, dumb shit, for real. It's,
the city, I feel like, it's something about, it's the air in the city to be trying to hold the city back to a degree. It's part of why I be wanting to, like, you already know, like, the podcast for me has been, like, you've been to my apartment in college, or anytime I done some shit, like, nigga, it's always going to be a vibe. We're always going to be talking about shit. It's always going to be music. It's always going to be conversation.
The apartment in college was crazy.
It was the time. Like, niggas had to be there. If you would, you just had to be there. I'm sorry, glad
so far gone. Chopped the screw, rocking out.
Just on repeat.
On repeat.
Just on repeat.
The song, the album never stopped playing.
Dog,
the entire weekend.
It was a summer that I lived on Rossi and Spades, nigga.
Lived on Rossi and Spades, nigga.
I mean, we barbecued here and there, but like it was a lot of Rossi and Spades.
I did like a buck 20 to go to Toledo and that Stizzy come hang with you that day.
Nah, bruh. Which time? This the Louis Rag time? Just the Louis Rag.
Louis Rag low, yeah.
Hey.
I forgot about Louis Rag era.
No, dog.
I used to have
Louis Rag. Lil' came in the party, no Louis Rag. Lil' lead the party, Louis Rag low, nigga. Don't ask no questions. Nigga, what's happening?
I got to with a nigga and just snaps it.
And took the nigga Louis Rag. Now it's his Louis Rag.
I didn't even want that bitch. I just wanted to shit on that nigga. I was wild back then.
Listen, man.
I was wild, man.
We had fun that weekend. And I don't even fuck with him, but B was an MVP that weekend.
He was.
B was an MVP that weekend.
You know me and him. I see him all the time.
I seen that nigga last. I seen that. Look, see, sometimes names come up. I seen Brendan and we spoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was cool. It was cordial. I seen a nigga last night. It was back to the same old politics. Nigga, like, we was in parlay and, you know, anyway.
You know, it is what it is.
Life is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's good. I ain't tripping. We all healthy. Everybody.
I don't be holding grudges no more.
Nah. I ain't never had a grudge with B. I love B. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nigga, if you know somebody from when you little and you grow, like, when y'all separate, you don't necessarily not love them. You just know that they over there and they doing whatever they do. Sometimes you don't agree with the moves they make. You don't agree with how they carry themselves and how they hold the shit. But it's like, nigga, to this day, if I seen some niggas jumping on a nigga, I'm going to get some niggas off of them. I would never go to sleep at night if I seen, like, some shit happening to B and I walked away. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
That was your roommate.
I've known B since first grade, dog.
Yeah.
That was, like, my first best friend ever. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, is it different? Like, is it different? But,
whatever happened to your homie Chris Brown?
CB, that's my nigga.
Yeah.
He's still around.
Nigga cooler than a motherfucker. Yeah, that's CB.
No, that's still my nigga.
That nigga asked me about him.
The real Chris Brown. I know the real Chris Brown. Yeah. That's my nigga.
What else?
Cleveland Heights legend. You feel me? Cleveland Heights legend. No, look, this is enough for this one. And then we'll get into some topics because I know we, you know what I'm saying, we gonna kick some shit. You got anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
You see? That's it. What's up?
son of a bitch. What is going on with this?
Damn, my shit is popped out on me.
What is going on?
I can't just keep it right now. He said that nigga ain't got nothing to talk about.
Alright, come on.
Shut off again. Maybe it's too hot.
No, it's okay.
I have to do something.
I don't know what's going on with that shit. But hold on. Man, that's a good question.
You said the people we get about here? Now, look, I'm going to work the camera in 2 seconds. Let me tell them. Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Always keep it positive. But if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, my nigga.